From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, March 19th, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Governor Janet Mills today signed an emergency bill to compensate private attorneys who represent indigent criminal defendants. The executive director of the Maine Commission of Public Defender Services said her agency was short $13 million to finish this fiscal year and short another $9 million for the next fiscal year that begins in July. Senator Ann Carney, the sponsor of the bill, says private attorneys have helped reduce a backlog of 1,100 cases to under 200 last year. At the same time, Maine's civil legal aid organizations are urging state lawmakers to provide an additional $3 million to prevent a reduction in services. The executive director of Pine Tree Legal, Tom Fritchie, says the state currently allocates a little over $1 million a year. Without the additional funding for the next fiscal year, he says, 5,000 fewer Mainers will be able to access representation.
For example, folks going to court who need protection from abuse or who need to sort out a housing and landlord-tenant dispute or who have been the victim of a consumer scam.
Fritchie says even the additional funding would be a fraction of what's needed to ensure that all low-income Mainers have legal representation in civil matters. The Maine legislature is moving closer to banning the use of credit cards to place bets with sports and internet gaming providers. The House and Senate gave initial approval to a bill that would bar gambling companies from accepting credit cards. Supporters say the proposal will help lower gambling addiction rates, which have risen nationally as states have legalized online betting. Opponents, like Republican State Representative Dan Boyer of Poland, say the bill is government overreach and that it's up to gambling operators to decide which methods of payment they're willing to accept.
We've legalized iGaming, we've legalized sports wagering, the horse has left the barn, let's let adults be adults.
Maine legalized sports betting in 2022 and internet gaming just this year. Seven states have banned credit card wagers. The U.S. war with Iran continues to drive a spike in energy prices. In Maine, heating fuel prices are up 30% since the conflict began, to nearly $5 a gallon, according to the Maine Department of Energy Resources. Acting Commissioner Dan Burgess says that means Mainers are paying hundreds of dollars more to fill their home heating oil tanks.
Approximately 50% of all Maine households rely on fuel oil as their primary heat source.
Burgess says home heating energy assistance is still available through local community action programs. Maine will add more than 90 new apartments to its supply of housing for people experiencing chronic homelessness. The Mills administration yesterday announced $12 million for three new projects as part of the state's Home for Good program. The program pairs permanent housing with 24/7 on-site social services. The South Portland Housing Authority was chosen to develop and manage one of the properties. Executive Director Mike Halsey says the plan is to develop 30 units, with the nonprofit Preble Street providing social services to residents on-site. The project will need approval from the South Portland Planning Board.
So we'll see whether or not the city of South Portland are, you know, willing to have a project like this in South Portland. That'll be kind of the big hurdle to get past.
A site for the South Portland project hasn't been finalized yet. Other projects that received funding will be in Portland and Bangor. Marine scientists are reporting the recent presence of an active North Atlantic right whale population in southern New England waters. An aerial survey team from the New England Aquarium says it's observed more than 115 individual whales since the beginning of February, about a quarter of the total population. Most of the documented sightings are adults, which scientists say is typical for this time of year. Of the 31 adult females spotted, about half are known to be calving females. The total population of the endangered species is estimated at around 380 individuals. Three members of a Congolese family from Portland have been released from Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention in Texas, according to their lawyer. Karine Mbizi and her three teenage children were detained in New York in November after a failed bid to seek asylum in Canada, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson said at the time. Attorney Todd Pomerleau says a federal appeals court has barred the government from deporting the family while judges consider a request to review a previous decision to deny their asylum claim in the U.S.
We anxiously await oral argument in the upcoming months and just thank the community for supporting this family and helping fight for their cause. It means a lot to them.
The family's absence was felt deeply in the school and soccer communities in which they were active and helped spark a student-led anti-ICE protest in December. The new St. Dominic Regional High School will not open this fall as originally planned. The private school's board of directors voted not to open after the group behind the project failed to secure enough funding through enrollment to build out the Peck Building in downtown Lewiston. All enrollment fees collected by the organization will be returned to families. The effort to open the new school followed a decision by the Diocese of Portland to close its St. Dominic Academy High School Auburn campus last spring. And now it's time for Maine's Political Pulse. I'm joined by Maine Public political correspondents Steve Missler and Kevin Miller. They're here to break down the increasingly bitter Democratic primary contest for Maine's pivotal U.S. Senate seat. Guys, this race to decide which Democrat is going to face Republican Senator Susan Collins has long been trending toward a brutal slugfest between the two top contenders, Governor Janet Mills and combat veteran-turned-oyster farmer Graham Plattner. And now it's here. The governor this week released an attack ad that goes after Plattner for his old social media posts. Steve, can you walk us through this ad and what it's trying to do?
Sure. So the ad zeroes in on this Reddit post from 2013 that highlights a website selling locking underwear for women who are concerned about sexual assault while at various places like a club, traveling, or running alone. Now, the ad leaves out that part and focuses exclusively on Plattner's response to it, which is dismissive of the product for sure, but also takes it a step further.
Did you know Graham Plattner wrote that women worried about rape need to, quote,
not get so fucked up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to?
It's disgusting.
Plattner wrote to avoid rape, women should, quote,
act like an adult for sake.
Graham Plattner, seriously.
We blame the victim?
That's a horrible thing to say.
Disqualifying.
I have not seen this.
He's a bully.
This guy gives off a vibe.
So what you hear there is a narrator reading parts of the post, and then several women appear on camera reacting to it as if for the first time. And the idea is to portray shock at these comments and basically give this impression that Plattner, this candidate who came out of nowhere, has some dark and disturbing beliefs about sexual assault that voters may not be aware of.
All right. So, Steve, lots of questions here. This one may not be the most important one, but is that an AI voiceover?
It's funny you mention that, Ari, because a lot of folks had a similar impression. The Mills campaign says it's not. There is AI detection software out there, and I ran that clip through a couple of different ones, and the results were mixed. But the point, right, is that is to have someone impersonate Plattner's gravelly voice while he's reading these comments.
And Kevin, this ad is obviously designed to raise alarms among women voters about Plattner, and that's why several are featured reacting to these comments.
Yeah, right. So the Mills campaign is going after Plattner on an issue that they and others on both the left and the right believe is a real weakness for Plattner. And at the same time, it's perceived to be one of the biggest strengths for Governor Mills, both during the primary and during the general election against Republican Senator Susan Collins. Mills has a long track record on women's issues in the state. She was co-founder of the Maine Women's Lobby, which is very active in politics here. As governor, she's worked with the Democratic majority in the legislature to strengthen and expand access to abortion and reproductive health services. And I think this is really critical. You know, women voters account for a disproportionate share of voters in the Democratic primary and potentially in November. So obviously they look at this as being a really salient issue.
And Steve, you mentioned in the Pulse newsletter that most of the women shown in the ad are political insiders themselves. Does that matter?
Well, Ari, it was certainly a focus by Plattner supporters who cited it as evidence of the ad's lack of authenticity. I mean, all of these folks have been openly critical of Plattner for months, including when this and other Reddit posts originally surfaced in October. So if you're a close follower of Maine politics, you would know that. But I think it's a safe bet that many Democratic primary voters do not know that. And for that reason, I'm not sure that people are going to get too hung up on that detail. And certainly the Plattner campaign is taking the ad very seriously.
Yeah, let's talk about that part. So Plattner apologized for these posts back in October. He basically said that they came at a time when he was disillusioned after several combat tours in Iraq and was sort of acting out on the internet. And he tried to emphasize that during an event this week in response.
When I read through my old internet posts, when they resurfaced 6 months ago, I was horrified. I did not recognize in them myself or the man that I am today. I didn't recognize myself in this person that was struggling to find meaning and posted awful things 13 years ago. I am sorry. But it does not in any way reflect who I am today or the beliefs that I hold.
Kevin, is that explanation working for Plattner? It seems like this is just the beginning of an ad campaign that's going to try to derail his path to the nomination.
Well, I'd say it's probably too early to say whether it is working for Plattner, but I think this is, in all likelihood, as you suggested, just the start of this campaign against Plattner. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we've been hearing for some time that this is an area where Plattner is perceived to have a real weakness with voters. You know, and again, this is the Mills campaign that's coming after him, but we're expecting super PACs and some of these other really deep-pocketed national groups probably to come after Plattner on the same issue to kind of amplify these attacks. The buy from the Mills campaign seems to be pretty small, but that's likely to be entirely overshadowed by these much larger, much wealthier national groups that are going to be hitting him on the same issue. One thing I'll add, I think, is interesting that Plattner actually recorded a separate ad on this issue where he faces the camera, and it's kind of consistent with the way he's approaching this campaign, which is confronting controversial issues like this head on. But he had to spend quite a bit of money probably to get that ad on the air. So even if the Mills ad buy was fairly small, they're forcing Plattner to respond and spend his own money.
And Steve, turning back to you, what does this all say about the status of the primary contest right now?
Well, Ari, I think this race is basically a proxy battle between the national establishment Democrats backing Mills and the folks from the Bernie Sanders political machine that are backing Plattner. That battle has been going on since at least 2016, and now it's a fight for the soul of the Democratic Party that just so happens to involve a key U.S. Senate seat. So I expect it to intensify considerably. I mean, what's notable about this ad is that Mills is taking a confrontational tack, which is usually something super PACs do in primary contests. But look, she's trailing in publicly available polling, and I think that's another reason why this is happening 13 weeks before the primary election.
And that was Maine Public political correspondents Kevin Miller and Steve Missler. For more about this, check out the Pulse newsletter at mainepublic.org/pulse. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, starting plants from seed. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.